Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings. Gary Wellings.
Oh, well, good Sunday morning. It's March 4th. Spring is just around the corner. I'm looking forward to seeing the sun come up a little earlier every day. Got some big stories to cover today. We'll try and go into them with a little depth. As always, 734-822-1600. You can call in or you can email me at gary@thedailydrift.com and give me your comments that way. Our sponsor this half hour is Brighton Ford. I've told you about it a number of times. Brighton Ford is a great Ford dealership located in Brighton on Grand River. You can go to brightonford.com or call 1-800-519-4155. They've got a free brake inspection, a coupon in the Current newspaper. You can go to currentonline.com, C-O-U-R-A-N-T-online.com, all one word. Front end alignments, $49.95, and wiper blade special, which you may need after this winter. So great place to get your service work done, great place to buy a new Ford, and they have a great selection of used cars. Again, that number is 1-800-519-4155. Call Scott Spittler and tell him you heard it here on The Drift. So thanks for hanging with me this morning on The Drift. Before we get into the stories, if you are a believer in the Constitution and support constitutional rights, you'll want to go to this today. It's going to be a nice sunny day. Out in Howell, they have the 2011-2012 Enduring Constitution Essay Competition, and they are going to award scholarships to the winners. So that's between 3 and 4 this afternoon in Howell, downtown, right on Grand River, at the Livingston County Courthouse, which is a historic courthouse. Very beautiful. Downtown Howell is stunning. They're saying use the west entrance. So definitely go to that. It'll be worth seeing. What they're doing is trying to enforce constitutional values into our children, which we should all be doing. I don't know that the schools do that enough, but this is something to support. So go down and take a look at that. Big stories this week. We had the Rush Limbaugh story. Now, he took a lot of heat for doing what he does on his show all the time. He uses some humor to try and enforce opinions. And there was a young woman by the name of Sandra Fluke who was testifying before Congress on contraceptive use and the mandate under Obamacare, which so many people disagree with. And Rush had said some things. I think he called her a slut. He meant it in the general terms. He did apologize yesterday. He said, my choice of words was not the best, and in the attempt to be humorous, I created a national stir. I sincerely apologize to Ms. Fluke for the insulting word choices. Rush does this all the time. You can see he obviously was talking in generalities and didn't mean to pinpoint her, obviously, but he did. And it was a good thing that he made the apology, so good for him. But of course, the Democrats and President Obama joined in the fray and assailed Limbaugh for the slur of a Georgetown college student. That ended up being the big story, and that's what Democrats and the liberal media do. They take away from the real part of the story and focus on a radio show host and entertainer, if you have it, who uses a poor word choice. Instead of talking about the real story, which is the contraceptive mandate. Now, I went through and listened to a lot of the testimony from this, and I think everyone should. You can find it online. If you're not online, especially if you're an older adult, if you are a senior citizen and not comfortable with computers, they are so easy. You need to go out and buy a computer, go to Best Buy, go to a computer store, buy one. You can call me or email me. I'll help you through it. You really need to protect yourself as a senior citizen. You need to get involved, and the best way to be involved nowadays is to have a computer. So contact this show. I'll be happy to steer you in the right direction. But we have Sandra Fluke testimony, and these stories are always on the Daily Drift, which I do every week for you. It's a blog. And I pick through all the information that you'll see out in the media and on the internet, and I try to filter out the stuff we don't need to know and then put in the stuff that we do need. So I simplify it for you. And you can catch that at currentonline.com, CourantOnline.com, and then just click on the Daily Drift. It's right there in front of you. You can't help it. You can follow along on the Sunday show if you wish. But let's start with track one, Derek, where this woman's talking about the burdens that she and others face. And listen to what she says.
When I look around my campus, I see the faces of the women affected by this lack of contraceptive coverage. And especially in the last week, I have heard more and more of their stories. On a daily basis, I hear from yet another woman from Georgetown or from another school or who works for a religiously affiliated employer, and they tell me that they have suffered financially, emotionally, and medically because of this lack of coverage.
Okay, so they're suffering emotionally, financially, from a lack of having birth control. Now, I know some doctors do prescribe birth control pills to some young women for regulation of their monthly menses, whatever it is. And so there are some cases where it's medically needed. And I don't have a problem with that. I mean, a doctor should be able to make the difference. I mean, write the note to the insurer and say this person needs to be on this medication. So I can see her point there. But if you're talking about contraception, contraception is a choice. You cannot have sex. There are over-the-counter products you can buy that you can get on at just about any drugstore. And there are cheaper ways to do it. So I don't know how it's a burden. Why is this the victimization again of ourselves? She's portraying college students. Number one, college students. So you're going to college. That makes you in the upper echelon of society to begin with. In her case, she's talking about law students going to Jesuit school, Jesuit law school, Georgetown. There's plenty of public law schools you could go to that may have coverage for you. It's your choice. She chose to go to Georgetown schools and is not covered along with her friends on this issue. Go to a different school. It's your choice. This is America. You can go anywhere you want. So again, it's claiming to be a victim, but she's a victim of her own choices. So we go on, and she talks about the cost, and this is what really gets me. So let's go with Derek, track two, and she's talking about the cost of contraception.
Without insurance coverage, contraception, as you know, can cost a woman over $3,000 during law school. For a lot of students who, like me, are on public interest scholarships, that's practically an entire summer's salary. 40% of the female students at Georgetown Law reported to us that they struggled financially as a result of this policy. One told us of how embarrassed and just powerless she felt when she was standing at the pharmacy counter and learned for the first time that contraception was not covered on her insurance, and she had to turn and walk away because she couldn't afford that prescription.
Okay, so she was embarrassed. Here we go again. See motions of it. She was embarrassed because she couldn't afford her contraception. Was she embarrassed because she actually needed them? She was going to have sex that night or that week? Nothing to be embarrassed about. I mean, when I bought my first box of condoms back in the day, I was a little embarrassed. That was emotional. I was distraught. Should the government pay to have me as a teenager buying condoms? Should they be delivered in a brown package to me personally? Where do you draw the line on the government taking care of your personal needs and wants, your comforts, so to speak? I don't know where it's somebody's right to have safe sex. Contraception is your responsibility. Whether you're a man or a woman, it's your responsibility to take care of whether you want to have a baby or not, or whether or not you catch a sexually transmitted disease. That's on you. I don't see where the government's job is to take care of that. Do you? Call me up if you have a good argument for it. 734-822-1600. I'd love to get your opinion on that. But I started out doing the math on this. $3,000 a year for, I'm assuming law school is 3 years. I don't know. Derek, do you know what law school is? Is it 2 years, 3 years? I'll say 3 years, just for the grins of it. That's $1,000 a year for contraception. You know, condoms are about $12 a box, I think. I haven't bought them in close to a decade myself, so I don't know what the price is, but I'm assuming that's probably what it is now. It was a little less when I bought them. And that was for like a box of a dozen. 1,000 divided by 12 is 83 boxes of condoms a year. Times 12, you're back to 1,000 condoms. At what point, how much sex are you having? 1,000 condoms a year, that's almost 2.5-3 times a day? I don't know. I haven't been to college campus in a long time. Is it really that active on a college campus to be having that kind of contraception? I think it's a lot cheaper just to provide boxes of condoms to people when they need them. That's outrageous. $3,000 for your contraception? Now, you can blame the medical companies and the drug companies, I guess. I didn't know that. I'm not a woman, so forgive my ignorance. Maybe it is that expensive, but obviously there's a cheaper way to do it. Don't use the pill. Why don't you try using condoms or whatever else is out there? It's absolutely insane how they... We're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we'll finish this up and move on to some other items, but... 734-822-1600. You let me know if I'm wrong talking about the responsibility. I think I'm right. So we'll see you on the other side.
Whether you're planning to build your dream house or looking for the perfect investment in your future, land prices are at their lowest and the time to invest is now. Come and see this unique 22-acre lot with a gorgeous private lake conveniently located 15 minutes from downtown Ann Arbor and Brighton with easy access to US 23. Beautiful wooded walkout building sites are perfect for the most private and luxurious of homes and can be split in any number of ways. This property is zoned for quarter-acre lots or larger, and sewers and electricity are available at the paved road frontage. This is an excellent investment with a low asking price of under $200,000. To own this unique investment property, call 734-679-1512 for an appointment to view. That's 734-679-1512.
With columns by Wham Radio hosts like Theron X, Dave Janda, and Matt Clark, as well as the Capital Confidential and Herman Cain, you know that the current newspaper understands what's right. This free newspaper has been serving Livingston and Washtenaw counties since 2003 with area news, editorials, an event calendar, and more. Published monthly by Whitmore Lake Media, LLC, the current newspaper includes a variety of interesting articles from Deb's Movie Corner and Ask the Contractor to the Legal Spot, Garden Spot, and a fishing column. Whitmore Lake has some great fishing. You might even see a picture of your neighbor reading The Current in an exotic faraway land. Visit www.currentonline.com. That's currentonline.com. Subscribe for home delivery, details on the website, or pick one up free today. The Current Newspaper, a community newspaper for those with common sense.
It's time for This American Voice with Theron, brought to you by Flying Dutchman Management. Now here's Theron.
What is one to think when a Republican Michigan state representative suggests raising taxes on gasoline? We even have Republicans talking about running as Democrats. What good did our Republican sweep of Michigan do if that's the end result? What are we getting for our efforts in the 2010 elections? The Republican Senate Majority Leader stands against freedom to work. The teachers and government employees union still control the state, nothing's changed. We have a Republican governor that's more concerned with building a legacy via a government-funded bridge than ending sanctuary cities. His pyramid-like legacy bridge will come out of tax dollars, almost $2 billion worth. And why would any Republican elected official stand in the way of knocking down any impediment to the exercise of our Second Amendment rights? Why should any Republican support the criminal enabling nonsense known as gun-free zones? We have a Republican majority in the House, Senate, governorship, attorney general, and secretary of state. You'd think we could at least get rid of the business crippling personal property tax. Hey, Republicans, toss us a bone, or we toss you in 2012.
Ann Arbor's Hogback Office Center off of US 23 and Washtenaw Avenue offers a beautiful rolling 5-acre country atmosphere. Your clients will be more than impressed. The professional office suites at the Hogback Office Center range from 960 to 5,000 square feet. They're very competitively priced, and your clients will appreciate free parking. Call Susan Watrous at 734-971-4000 for more information, or visit FlyingDutchmanMGT.com.
Experience authentic Mexican cuisine at Taqueria La Fiesta. We serve traditional Mexican food, not Tex-Mex, not Mex-American, and not Mexican-Californian. Our food is great because our authenticity makes a difference. We offer free local delivery and can also cater your events. Stop by and see us.
Taqueria La Fiesta, 4060 Packard Road in Ann Arbor. Give them a call, 734-477-9240. Open Tuesday and Wednesday, 10 to 6, Thursday through Saturday, 10 to 9, Sundays, 10 to 4.
Experience traditional Mexican food and taste a difference at Taqueria La Fiesta.
They call it the great imposter because at first rosacea can seem like a sunburn or acne or even irritated eyes. 16 million Americans have this life-disruptive disorder, yet most don't know it. Rosacea usually begins with facial redness that gradually gets worse. Left untreated, bumps and pimples and even eye problems may develop. If you have any sign of rosacea, see a dermatologist or visit the National Rosacea Society website, rosacea.org.
We can all end up dead in a bathtub if we're not watching carefully about what's happening around us. Metaphorically dead, spiritually dead, culturally dead. Yeah, we can. Because we are elevating that which is destroying us. You can defame and you can offer the most sacrilegious and disgusting content today. And you can be a star on YouTube. You could be a star at the Grammy Awards.
Laura Ingraham, weekdays, noon to 3 on Wham! Talk 1600.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for catching my drift here at Wham! Talk 1600. Again, 734-822-1600. We were talking about Sandra Fluke and her testimony on to Congress on the contraceptive mandate. And I think a lot of people, especially religious organizations, are against this. And we were talking about the cost last segment. And I think there are cheaper ways to do it. You really need to go. Go to the Daily Drift, currentonline.com, and watch this entire video of this woman's testimony. And I think the video tells it itself. You don't have to listen to me. You don't have to listen to the sound bites, though I'm going to give you one right now. It's the sheer hypocrisy of it. We're going to go to track three. Do you have this one, Derek?
And some might respond that contraception is accessible in lots of other ways. Unfortunately, that's just not true.
Really? Contraceptive is not available. I think I passed three CVS and a Walgreens coming down here to the station today. Two of them were open 24 hours a day. There's no way you can make a statement like that to anybody, let alone Congress. Shouldn't somebody in the committee on Congress say, excuse me, what are you talking about? It's not available. You're a Georgetown law student. I don't know what they pay at Georgetown Law School, but I bet you it's a lot of money. And I assume she's either not paying for it or the government's paying for it or her parents are paying for it. But if you can't work some contraception into the cost of going to college for 3 years, I think it's poor planning on her part. Again, it's her responsibility. Her and her friends, they want to portray themselves as victims. Let's stop being victims in America. We are Americans. Be proud that you're American. Fix your problems. If your problem is there are a lot bigger problems, folks, than lining up your contraception for this week or next month or this year. how about getting the bills paid and we'll worry about having sex later on? I'm not out to pay. And as Rush said, what are we supposed to pay for their sneakers if they're into running next? That's crazy. 734-822-1600. Love to hear from you. Do we have a call there, Derek? Let's see who's on line one. Welcome to The Drift. Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, are you there?
Speaking.
Can you hear me okay?
What's your question?
It's not really a question. It's just a statement. Being a single mother for many, many years up in Michigan, it was really, really hard to pay for a lot of things. And I had two jobs. And then I moved down to Georgia and ended up having, again, two jobs and taking care of two single children. Now, what really bothers me is the fact that I had no insurance. My children did through their father, but I did not. And if I was going to play, I was going to pay my own bills. So I ended up paying for my own pills. I didn't expect the government to pay. I didn't expect my parents to pay. I didn't expect anybody to pay because it was my life. I was the big girl. If I was going to get out there and do the thing, then it was my responsibility to make sure that I was protected. What part of the government feels that they can intervene with my sex life? And it's not just that. What about the fact of I'm married now, happily married. I'm a lot older and a lot wiser. But if we're going to have them pay for contraceptives, what about men who can't do things properly? Why don't they pay for Viagra for the older gentleman? How about that? At what point do you stop doing this?
Yeah, well, that's...
What point do you stop and say, stand up and act like an adult, act like a human being? The government is not here to pay for everything that you do stupidly.
Well, that's
And I'm just losing my mind.
Yeah, that's a great point of view. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it.
You make
great points. She hit it right on the head. It's called personal responsibility. Here was a single mom taking care of herself, paying for her own contraception. I didn't want to get into the details of that, of course, but she took it upon herself to take care of her own problems, her own playtime, so to speak. And I would expect that from anybody. Now, when you have a rich child going to a rich college, and they're trying to portray themselves as victims, having emotional problems because they can't get their contraception paid. At what point do we continue this nonsense? Because that's exactly what it is. Don't tell me we need to take care of your contraceptive bill when you're going to Georgetown Law School. It might even ring true if you were a single mom, down on your luck, and the father wasn't involved, and you were on Medicaid or welfare. Maybe that's a point that we could pay for something. I'm not advocating that. But to have these whiny, rich brats complaining that they're not having the government buy their contraception is outrageous. I'm mad now. Let's move on. If you have any comments on that, I'd love to hear them. But we're going to move on to another story that was in the news this week. There was a young woman who was coming back from either a business trip or vacation by the name of Amy Strand. And I think you've all had problems with the TSA at the airports. Well, this young woman ran into quite a severe problem with the TSA, the Transportation Security Administration. We've got a track that has the news and whatnot in it. Let's play track number four, Derek.
KITV's Facebook users expressed a landslide of support for the breastfeeding mother of nine-month-old Eva, who says a TSA agent ordered her to fill her breast pump with milk in order to get through security with the equipment. The high school vice principal was forced to pump her breasts in a busy public restroom at the Lihue Airport.
It was humiliating that their solution was that I go stand in front of the sink in a public restroom. Because that's the only place where there's an outlet.
Okay, so who would know that I would be advocating for women's breastfeeding rights? I've had my own problems with the TSA. You remember last year when the big brouhaha came up about the new scanners with the extra radiation they were doing. And my wife and I had gone to Florida last year, and you know, I thought about asking for the pat down in order to make a statement. And at the last minute, I said, I'll take the radiation, forget about it. So I went through the radiation machine And, of course, they were singling the woman out, letting them go through the old-fashioned metal detectors. And I went through the radiation machine and did something wrong, I guess. I'm not sure. I got pulled aside and got the full pat down anyways. And the man who actually gave the pat down was very professional. He was well-trained. He was very polite. The two thugs at Metro Detroit Airport there, who stopped me, though, and wouldn't let my wife give me my glasses back or anything. You'd have thought I was a terrorist, for crying out loud. I don't know what kind of idiots they hire at TSA, but these guys, some of their educational or mental process levels are so low. They shouldn't be anywhere near an airport, let alone handling security at the airport. So the TSA is still failing miserably in a number of ways. And it goes back to the same tenet. Do some profiling. A mother with a nine-month-old child getting on a plane is not a terrorist. She wasn't Arabic, and I don't think an Arabic mother would carry her, even if she was a terrorist, would carry her nine-month baby on board with a bomb disguised as a breast pump. It makes absolutely no sense the way this country is handling security at the airports. Go back and profile. If people who are bombing this country or trying to hurt this country are from the Middle East, you know what? Other people from the Middle East who are peaceful should be standing up and calling it out. You know, stand up for yourselves. If you're a good Muslim, stand up for yourselves and call these people out for what they are. They're extremists. And don't complain if you get profiled, because you know what? It takes a village to raise a child. It takes a village to handle the problems of society. Good Muslims need to stand up and stop this nonsense. Otherwise, you're going to have to put up with profiling, because we should have profiling. The TSA is way out of line. Let's hope that over this next year, they start doing a little more profiling and a little less violation of rights of mothers who are simply trying to breastfeed their children. We'll see you on the other side.
On the move, driving to work, getting the groceries, hauling the kids to soccer. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600, just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham for intelligent conversation with hosts like Bill Bennett, Glenn Beck, and Theron X. They stay tuned in for Fox updates, and they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600.
Fox News Radio, I'm Liz White. Rescue crews combing shredded homes and neighborhoods in search of survivors in the wake of violent weather in five states. In Maryville, Indiana, a random lifesaver.
I actually went down early to pick my granddaughter up from school. The high school had them locked down and wouldn't let us leave with the students, so we had to stay there until the lockdown was over, which was after the storm came through. So that actually saved our lives, because we were going to try to get home early.
Dozens of people died in last week's severe storms and tornadoes in parts of the South and Midwest. Mitt Romney was in Ohio when he won the Washington State caucuses.
He did release a statement thanking Washington voters, adding that with this latest win, he looks forward with optimism to the contest to come.
Fox News Radio's Jessica Rosenthal. More than 400 delegates up for grabs this coming Super Tuesday, from Alaska to Ohio to Massachusetts. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
The Washtenaw County Conservation District Spring 2012 conservation plants and product sales are underway. Information about the sales is available on the district website at www.washtenawcd.org. After a successful premiere of Real Michigan 2011, the Northville Art House and the charity partner Northville Civic Concern are proud to present the second annual Real Michigan Film Festival June 23rd. Real Michigan is now accepting Michigan-made or Michigan-themed short films 25 minutes or less, including credits, as part of the City of Northville's popular Arts and Acts event held June 22nd through June 24th. The entry deadline for film submission is April April 23rd, Real Michigan welcomes all genres from student films to the experimental. Real Michigan 2012 is the perfect platform for Michigan filmmakers to showcase their many talents. To learn more, email Lisa at realmichigan@gmail.com. Check out the wide variety of educational fun events put on by the Ann Arbor District Library for kids preschool through 12th grade. All library facilities can be reached by phone through the main switchboard at 734-327-4200, or you can visit www.aadl.org. Check it out. To review these events and others, you can always visit WHAM's website at www.whamradio.com and click on Community Events.
You've been listening to the WHAM Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community@whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. WHAM, Talk 1600. In touch with your community. No matter where you are in the world, whether you have a radio or not, you can listen to Wham! Talk 1600. All you need is a computer or even a smartphone. Just go to whamradio.com and click on the Listen Live link. See the latest updates to whamradio.com and be sure to listen live. From Windsor to Grand Rapids, Miami to Alpena, wherever you may be, Wham! Talk 1600 is there, online and streaming live. whamradio.com. You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for catching my drift this Sunday morning. Our sponsor this half hour is The Courant newspaper, CourantOnline.com. The March edition of The Courant is out. It's the St. Paddy's Day, one of my favorite holidays of the year. It's on a Saturday this year, so I'm very stoked about that. But the current newspaper now mails out to 27,900 homes. When I started out as editor 4 years ago or so, we were at 5,000 circulations. So we've managed to grow a newspaper, if you can believe that, to five times its size. In just over 4 years, imagine what we can do for your business. You can contact us for advertising, 734-323-0777. My good buddy, Sam Iaquinto, will get you hooked up with some great advertising. And we also drop off another 5,000 from Ann Arbor to Howell. So you get a lot of bang for your buck with print media. It's the current sits on people's shelves for, 2 to 3 weeks. It doesn't get thrown away like junk mail. People like the stories in it. It's community-related stories. And it's got conservative opinions in it. So unlike most liberal papers, this one is one you may like. If you listen to this station, you'll love The Courant. 734-323-0777. Talk to Sam Iaquinto. Or you can go to CourantOnline.com, CourantOnline.com. We have all the information you need there. So get hold of us at The Courant for your advertising budget needs. I also want to put out a word for the Fallen and Wounded Soldiers Fund. Now, the Fallen and Wounded Soldier Fund is a local nonprofit that its mission is limited to Michigan vets who served in Iraq and Afghanistan and who have been injured, and it helps them and their families. It kind of bridges that gap from what the government does for them. And they are having their 7th annual dinner this spring. It's April 28th at the Suburban Collection Showplace, 46100 Grand River Avenue in Novi. You can get hold of Lynn Phillips at 734-904-6645 to go to that dinner. There's going to be a speaker there, Sebastian Junger, I think that's how you pronounce it, journalist. He was embedded with the troops, so he was there firsthand. And he'll probably have some great stories to tell. You can go to fwsf.org for more information. But that's going to be a great evening, and you'll be helping some of our vets, which is super, super important. So spend a little money, help some people out, and have a great time by calling 734-904-6645. Okay, so the other big story this week was Andrew Breitbart died. Now, if you don't know, I don't know how you could not know, especially if you listen to this station. Andrew Breitbart was a conservative activist all over the internet. He helped Matt Drudge start the Drudge Report. He helped the Huffington Post start back when it was conservative, when Arianna Huffington was conservative. And he was the guy that helped break the story for the Acorn scandal. And he was a great conservative guy. He spoke recently at the CPAC conference in Washington. And he died at the age of 43 this week from a heart attack. Now, big guy, didn't take care of himself, allegedly. Maybe it really was just a heart attack. Of course, there are people out there already starting conspiracies. I love a good conspiracy, if you ask anyone who knows me, because that's just fun. I mean, some conspiracies you just want to dig into and see if it's true. And it's not a conspiracy, as one person said, after it's been proven true. So it's something you want to take a look at. But you need to go and look at Andrew Breitbart's speech that he made at CPAC. It's all over the internet. You can get links at The Daily Drift, currentonline.com. And I want to play some tracks for it because it's pretty important, some of the things he said, and especially because this is an election year. So, Derek, we want to go with track number 5. And this is kind of my tribute to Andrew Breitbart because it tells you exactly who he is and what he does.
The least tolerant people you will ever meet in your entire lives. I know it. I live it every single day. And I retweet it to remind them that I know exactly who they are. Because this is my war cry for 2012. You need to join me in this war against the institutional left. This is not your mother's Democratic Party. Duh. Duh. John Podesta, George Soros. This is not your mother's Democratic Party either. You know whose party it is? I had dinner with the 1%, my friends, Bill and Bernadine Dorn. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. You were charming. I mean that. You were. But then again, so was Ted Bundy.
Okay, so a humorous guy to boot. But what did come out of this, his death this week, was part of this controversy over how could he die at the age of 43. And Michael Savage hit it pretty hard the other night. I actually caught that show. And he did have dinner with the Dorns a few weeks ago. And I found it odd that he would do that. He was probably looking for a little information, but why they would actually allow him into their home is beyond me. I can't even think about it. But the important part of that segment right there was it's the fact that the Democratic Party is not what it used to be. And I want to play this track for you. Track number 6, Derek.
Unfortunately, in the year 2004, the radical left basically did a coup d'etat of the Democratic Party and basically kicked a person that 4 years before was called the standard bearer of decency in the Democratic Party, and that was Joe Lieberman. That was over. That was the end of the Democratic Party, and after the 2010 election cycle, DLC went under.
Okay, so, again, he reiterates the fact that this is no longer the Democratic Party. Now, I work with a guy who is a staunch Democrat, but he's trapped from 20 years ago. He still believes it's the Democratic Party of John F. Kennedy. He still believes it's the Democratic Party of Roosevelt. Today's Democratic Party is not that party. I don't know what it is, but it's certainly not the Democratic Party that used to stand up for working people. Working people have work values and ethics. This party, this Democratic Party of today, wants everyone to have a handout, wants to be the nanny state, wants to take care of you and make decisions for you. It's an authoritarian type of government. That's what they want. They want to control every aspect of your lives. And you can't allow that to happen. If you're a Democrat, take away what you used to think about Republicans. Think about what Obama represents. Think about what Debbie Stabenow and Carl Levin represent. They no longer represent the old school Democrats. They don't. They don't believe in hard work. They believe in babysitting and being taken care of and government handouts. And that's not America. That is not America. Obama doesn't want that America. He wants that nanny state. He doesn't believe in hard work. And it's more important than ever that each of us gets involved in this election. Andrew Breitbart did that. That man lived and breathed politics. He lived and breathed the work ethic. He was out there doing what so many of us here at this radio station, what we do at The Current do every day. We put ourselves on the line to get information out to you that you won't see on TV in the mainstream media. And the mainstream media wants you to fall into that line. They don't want you to know all the facts. They don't want you to know all the stories. And each and every one of us has an obligation to make this country better. And the first step in doing that is being informed. You need to stay informed. You need to get on the internet. I'm begging you, if you are an older adult without a computer, get one. I will personally come to your house and help you set it up if that's what I have to do. Because you need to get online to protect yourself, to protect your Social Security, protect your future and your retirement. Because the Democrats will take that away from you. They may spin it whatever way they want on the mainstream media, but they're not telling you the truth. The truth is what you get at talk radio. The truth is what you get at conservatives, not this alleged Democratic Party. It's not the Democratic Party anymore. Don't believe it for a second. So we have another track, and this is where the conspiracy kind of starts to come into play here. And this is important. And we're going to find out in a week or so whether there's any truth to this. Let's play that next track, Derek.
So what do we get now? In Barack Obama. Well, I've got videos, by the way. This election, we're going to vet him. I've got videos. This election, we're going to vet him from his college days to show you. Why? To show you why racial division and class warfare are central to what Hope and Change was sold in 2008. The videos are going to come out. The narrative is going to come out that Barack Obama met a bunch of silver ponytails back in the 1980s, like Bill and Bernadine Dorn, who, equally radical, said one day we're going to have the presidency and the rest of us slept while they...
How apropos, right? John from Brighton, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead.
I just want to back your conspiracy theory. I think they took the $1 million that Bill Maher gave to Obama's super PAC and paid for the convenient election year disappearance of Mr. Breitbart.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, that you're going to love the next track we play for you. I found this, and again, I'm not saying it actually happened, but you know what? It should open everybody's minds. You should at least think about it. And even if it isn't, the fact is there is still something going on behind the scenes. And the connections between George Soros, the Dorns, those radicals, and Barack Obama is absolutely huge. So I don't think I'm out there and wearing a tinfoil hat when I try to make these connections. It's a question. The fact that we're asking the question shows that, you know what, something's fishy. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Breitbart was, you know, he went on Maher's show many times. You know, he walked into a liberal set to make his point. Yet Maher, on the day Andrew Breitbart dies, does not even mention his death.
Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it? Absolutely
yeah.
Amazing. John, thank you so much for your call.
You bet.
So we're going to run into another break here. And when we come back, we're going to play another clip that I think is very important. At least it'll make you question what could have happened to Andrew Breitbart. See you on the other side.
Listeners, I'm Edwin Hoffman, host of Speaking of Art. Every Sunday at 5 p.m., we explore the world of art and antiques, commercially, academically, and from the perspective of the collector. Speaking of Art features renowned guests as our guides as we visit great museums, galleries, theaters, and historic sites. We'll examine paintings, prints, sculpture, and drawings. You'll hear from the artists and their patrons, and you'll gain a special insight into both contemporary and historical periods. We'll travel through monuments of world architecture and experience the evolution of design. Achievements in film, music, and stage will also grace our forum. Speaking of Art is one of the best conversations of your week. So, nestle into an overstuffed chair and join our room full of connoisseurs every Sunday at 5 on WHAM. Speaking of Art, it's about civilization, yours.
Settle in for a great conversation every Sunday at 5 p.m. Speaking of Art with Ed Hoffman, exclusively on WHAM Talk 1600.
Whether you're planning to build your dream house or looking for the perfect investment in your future, land prices are at their lowest and the time to invest is now. Come and see this unique 22-acre lot with a gorgeous private lake conveniently located 15 minutes from downtown Ann Arbor and Brighton with easy access to US 23. Beautiful wooded walkout building sites are perfect for the most private and luxurious of homes and can be split in any number of ways. This property is zoned for quarter-acre lots or larger, and sewers and electricity are available at the paved road frontage. This is an excellent investment with a low asking price of under $200,000. To own this unique investment property, call 734-679-1512 for an appointment to view. That's 734-679-1512.
With columns by Wham! Radio hosts like Theron X, Dave Janda, and Matt Clark, as well as the Capital Confidential and Herman Cain, you know that the current newspaper understands what's right. This free newspaper has been serving Livingston and Washtenaw counties since 2003 with area news, editorials, an event calendar, and more. Published monthly by Whitmore Lake Media, LLC, the current newspaper includes a variety of interesting articles from Deb's Movie Corner and Ask the Contractor to the Legal Spot, Garden Spot, and a fishing column. Whitmore Lake has some great fishing. You might even see a picture of your neighbor reading The Current in an exotic faraway land. Visit www.currentonline.com. That's currentonline.com. Subscribe for home delivery, details on the website, or pick one up free today. The Current Newspaper, a community newspaper for those with common sense.
You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift. Send the Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
And welcome back. Thank you for catching my drift this Sunday. It's Conspiracy Sunday. Why not? Let's call it that. We're talking about Andrew Breitbart dying this week. Terrible tragedy for the conservative movement and obviously for his family. 43 years of age, dying of a heart attack. He was speaking just hours before at a bar, talking with a gentleman in his neighborhood, and was walking home, I'm guessing, and dropped dead of a heart attack. Not an easy thing for any 40-year-old. It does happen, so you can question whether it's a conspiracy or not. But I did find something on the internet that was brought to my attention, and it was enough to make me really say, wow, could this possibly have happened? We've got track 8, Derek. Now listen to this. This is from a declassified congressional hearing from 1975. So when you ask how can somebody die of a heart attack, it was just a heart attack. Let's listen to this clip and see.
Also, I had to find, one time they wanted me to find out if there was such a thing as a poison that was undetectable, especially one that seemed to mimic a heart attack, that would kill someone, but it would appear that they had a heart attack. I did find such a thing.
Does this pistol fire the dart
Yes, it does, Mr. Chairman. And a special one was developed which potentially would be able to enter the target without perception.
The poison was frozen into some sort of dart, and then it was shot at very high speed into the person. So when it reached the person, it would melt inside them, and the only thing would be like one little tiny red dot on their body, which was hard to detect. There wouldn't be a needle left or anything like that in the person.
But also the toxin itself would not appear in the autopsy? Yes. So that there was no way of perceiving that the target was him.
Okay, so that's kind of a spooky link to see. I think I've got that on Facebook, actually. You can go through. And it's just one more thing. I'm not saying he was assassinated, but is there a possibility? The question remains, will the videos that Andrew Breitbart talked about at the CPAC speech come out? We'll have to wait and see. Hopefully his organization is still functioning, will continue to function. It's a great organization. He has done so much for conservatism in America. Let's hope that that continues, that his wife and his colleagues will continue and will release this information. Because you know what? Barack Obama was not vetted in the 2008 election. If he had gone through the vetting process that we've put our GOP candidates through this year, there's no way that man would have been elected. We'd probably have Hillary, but there's no way Obama would have been elected because he was not vetted. Nothing happened. 734-822-1600. If you got something to say, feel free to call in. Love to have your views on it. But let's make sure we remember Andrew Breitbart for what he was. He was a great conservative man who tried to help his country. He didn't like the direction this country is going, this socialist bent of our current administration. And he did what he could to stop it, to slow it down. And that's what we here at WHAM do. We believe in our country. We're not in this for the money. We're here to help our country because we truly believe it. Everyone who works here at WHAM believes in that, and that's why we're here. And we're asking you, I'm going to ask you now to do the same thing in your life. Over this next 8-9 months, you need to get out and actively campaign. Don't just be registered and ready to vote. It doesn't end there. You have to get out and talk to people. Make sure they're ready to vote. Make sure they're voting conservative. Make sure they're not voting for Debbie Stabenow. Make sure they're not voting for Barack Obama. Support your conservative congressional representatives like Tim Walberg. These guys are in it for the same reason we are. They want this country to do better. They want this country to go back to the way it was when people cared about each other, when we had a good manufacturing base, when we weren't exporting jobs, when we weren't babysitting the people of this country. Personal responsibility, as our one caller said earlier. That was a single mom. If you go into some of the worst places in our big inner cities, there is no personal responsibility. They want to be taken care of, and that's not right. We need to take it upon ourselves to fix our own problems. Start in your own neighborhood. Start at home. Start with your children. Educate them to be responsible. Don't spoil your children. They say, spare the rod, spoil the child. I wasn't, and I consider myself a good, honest, hardworking person. So that's something we can do each and every day in our own personal lives. So let's move on to something local. We started out national today. There is a bill that's gone through the state legislature. So the House of Representatives and the Senate have passed it, and it's heading to Governor Snyder's desk. And it's a bill to prevent the U of M graduate research students from being unionized. Some of them are asking to be unionized. Many of them do not want to be unionized. And Melinda Day, who actually ran for county commissioner here in Ann Arbor, didn't win because Ann Arbor is so liberal, has been right at the forefront of this. And I'd love to get hold of her, but I don't remember how to anymore. But the House and Senate have passed Bill 971, and it's on its way to Governor Snyder's desk. And hopefully Governor Rick will sign this, please. I would like to see our representatives and our senators, Randy Richardville in particular, to pass something even more forceful. Let's have right to work, Mr. Richardville. Let's not hold this up in the state Senate anymore. And you can do a great favor by calling 517-373-3543. That's Randy Richardville's office phone number. Let's bombard his office with phone calls asking him to get right to work in the state of Michigan. We need it. We need it bad. You can also email him, senrichardville@senate.michigan.gov. If he gets enough phone calls and gets enough pressure from us, he may let this get out of committee and get to a vote. I think there's enough support in the House and in the Senate. He's saying there isn't, but I think there is. And we need to make sure that we're supporting those representatives that do. You can also call Mark Wimmett. Mark's number is 734-717-0448. Plug those numbers into your phone. Call them regularly. Let them know that you're watching. And let them know that it's an election year. They want to get reelected. So make those calls. Do your duty. And let's get this country moving in the right direction. We'll see you next week.